So, as promised, we have a new guest host this week
on Sticky Pickles.
Why don't you say hello?
Say hello.
Everybody, this is Maria Varmazis.
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 There you go.
Can you say my last name?
Terrio.
Oh, yes, you can. See, I told you she was good. Okay, so Maria and I know each other from Smashing Security. Well, we know each other for
millennia.
2009.
Yeah.
So 10 years at least. That. And Anna's walked away to have a baby. And Maria, you've been so kind and you're so funny. And I'm so excited to be recording this with you. So
oh,
thank
shucks.
You so much.
Now we've got two North Americans on the podcast. We've lost that lovely Englishness.
Why don't you welcome us into the show as the inaugural show?
Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
So official.
I know.
Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is episode one of season two of Sticky Pickles, Lost in Translation and Pod People.
It is time for our very first Sticky Pickle. So, Carol, please tell me about Lost in Translation.
Okay, so our characters today are Marcia and Francois.
Marcia. Okay.
Marcia lives in Seattle. Francois now lives in Seattle, but he hails from France. And they've been dating for a few months and it's going pretty well, right? They like each other. It's like 6 months into the relationship and, you know.
That's that key turning point. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And they're, you know, they're saying the I love yous and the googly eyes are still there and all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Francois says, hey, I would really like for you to meet my parents. Why don't you come to France with me and to Nice and meet my folks?
Universal healthcare. Get it. Let's go. Come on.
Now, there is a catch. There is a catch because the parents don't speak a jot of English.
Of anglais? Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Marcia does not speak a jot of French, but she decides to learn a few key phrases, right, to impress them. Bonjour, comment ça va, right?
Mm-hmm.
And merci mille fois, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Francois has, you know, said, I'm going to help you. I'll translate everything. I'll help you with everything. Fantastic. So she gets there. Mm. She meets the parents and she uses her lines. And they kind of nod and smile politely, but nothing else. Like, they're not impressed.
Well, she's American. Why would they be impressed?
But she's used to, like, slamming the parent thing, right? Like, just totally, you know, slam dunk. Parents love her. And they
right.
just nothing.
Mm, been there, done that. Understand it.
And she's frustrated, right? She doesn't know what she's done wrong. She's trying to be amazing. So, you know, she's bugging Francois. Why don't they like me? Why don't they like me? And he finally says, after a glut of badgering, that basically they just wish she was French or at least spoke some French.
Oh, totally called that one. Yep.
And Marcia in her head's like, well, I wish you spoke some frickin' English, but whatever. So, but she decides, she gets this cunning plan. She decides she's going to learn French over the next year. And when they go next year for the same, this is a yearly event, right? Where Francois goes home, she's going to impress them all. And she doesn't even tell Francois that she's doing this, right? She wants the big reveal.
But they say the best way to learn a language is in bed, right? So why would she not learn from Francois? I don't understand. He's like the best teacher.
She wants to surprise him because she really adores the guy, right? And she wants to show him that she really loves him. And, you know, like they're coming up like to 2 years by that time. And she's thinking, he might propose, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then if
yeah.
she can do the whole thing in French and he had no idea, like how amazing is that? Instagram goes crazy, right? So she's doing all the online. They don't live together, right? They don't live together. But so she's free to do the online French classes. She has the downloaded loads of apps, quizzing her.
So she's cheating on him with the Duolingo owl is what I'm understanding.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. She's doing the nasty with the Duolingo owl. That's exactly what's going on. And so, you know, the next trip comes up. And
so they've made it to another year. Congratulations.
They've made it to another year. Exactly. They're all in love. She's really thinking, we're definitely going to get hitched, right? He's definitely going to propose. He's going to want to propose, you know, with his parents.
In France.
Exactly. Oh, so romantic. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they head to La Belle France and they rent a car at the Nice airport.
Oh, he's Southern, eh?
Yeah, he's Southern.
Okay. He's Southern.
And Marcia's listening to everything, eavesdropping everywhere, and understands almost everything she hears, right? She's just loving this because this is the first time she's in France and she's really learned to speak the language and understand everything. So it's just
she thinks she nailed French in 1 year.
Yeah, turns out she's quite a language whiz, right? She really, really picked to the language. I know my husband's like that, actually. He speaks about 4 or 5 different languages and can learn like the whole structure of a language in a matter of weeks if I was visiting a country. It's just gross.
Wow, I'm jealous. I took like 12 years of French.
I studied Latin for years and I can't, you know, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to banter with you in Latin, but I'm always impressed by people who speak Latin.
Well, like, see, I don't.
All the Catholics of age. No, I'm just kidding.
So they arrive at the parents' house, right? And she's kind of thinking, she's been mulling over in her head as they drive there, like, you know, as they listen to the French radio and she's understanding everything. She's thinking maybe over dessert and coffee or something like that.
A café and croissant.
Yeah. And then she's going to learn, like, she's going to be able to eavesdrop, you know, hear what they kind of like, what they dislike, you know, and that'll ease conversation later because, you know, she'll have, like, she's like, oh, are you going swimming later? You know?
What? In an accent for some reason.
I'm just trying to give it a, you know, an air. But what happens kind of blows her mind. Because when they kind of jump out of the car, the first thing his mom says to her son after greeting him is, oh, looks like you haven't been able to get the Big Mac to improve her sense of style. And Marcia's like, takes a second to realize that they're talking about her. And it dawns on her that she's always heard them talk about Big Macs. She just thought they were into Big Macs. She didn't realize that was their fucking nickname for her. Right?
Oh, that's such a perfect, not just the best American stereotype, but also what the American stereotype of how French people see us right there. And just one beautiful, yes,
and it's
love
worse,
it.
It's really insulting because she's worn a pretty floaty thing, right, that she wore specifically for this parental meeting. Like, she whips her head away because she doesn't want them to see her shocked expression. Like, she's hurt.
Yeah, she's the Big Mac with lettuce. Excuse you.
But then she hears Francois, right? She hears Francois say, oh, God, I know. Mom, I try so hard. Just be glad she didn't show up in her jogging pants. That's her normal attire. And they both laugh. They titter.
Oh, hell to the no. The fuck?
Maria?
Oh, no, 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 no.
What do you do? You're in Nice, France, with your person you thought was going to actually propose to you, who is showing a whole new side of himself.
And not in the romantic Disney movie way.
Nope.
Not that Disney movies are romantic, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So what do you do? So do you think you would say something at that point, or would you just stay quiet and just be in shock for a while and just think that you didn't hear correctly, or what? Like, what do you do?
If this was someone I didn't know well, it would be one thing. If I'd been with this person for a year and a half,
yeah,
definitely that person has earned benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I would be too shocked to say anything in the moment. I'm not that clever. I have staircase wit. So I I'd be like, well, maybe my French is shit, because it probably is after, you know, Duolingo for a year. I would hold on to that until I was alone with Francois and go, hey, what the fuck?
WTF.
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck? And this is what I heard, and use that whole like therapy thing of like, what I heard you say was this. Is that correct?
Okay, I like that. I think I'd probably do that too. Marcia's a little braver. You know what she does? She asks for a translation.
See, that is clever, and that's why I would never.
And you know what you know what his reply was? That his mom complimented her outfit. She's like, fucking bastard.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, either the explanation's got to be, you know, I have a really toxic relationship with my mom and I just have to humor her. And then I'd be like, well, there's all sorts of issues there, or it's that relationship's not going to last. Fuck, that's terrible.
Terrible. So Marcia decides to stay stum. And over the next hour or two, during the cocktail hour and the pool shit, and, you know, he comes from money, niece money.
Y'all didn't mention that.
So she hears countless nasty side comments and hears Francois' mild-mannered agreement.
Them apron strings nicely tightly taut, yeah.
Mm. And continually asks him to translate, you know, looking, you know, what did Mama say? What did Mama-in-law, future Mama-law say? And he'd proceed to lie through his teeth and just say vaguely nice things. And she could decide she couldn't stand it anymore. What do you think she should do at that stage? She just can't stand it. She's about to fucking explode. Does she lose it? I mean, what does she do?
So she hasn't confronted him at all?
Nope. But she is now 100% sure that he's playing this role in a way that she's just can't stomach at the moment at all.
I there has to be a discussion. Like, you have to confront him. Not in front of Mom, but, like, pull him aside, find the pool house or whatever rich people have, I don't know, in France.
I think you're right. I think I would too, right? You'd find that moment.
We're going to go on a Princess Grace drive around southern France.
François, un quickie?
Oh, we're French, we understand. Yes, please.
So what she decides to do is she decides to get the fuck out of Dodge. Right, he paid for this whole trip. So she finds herself a cute little hotel in the center of Nice. She does this online on her phone. And then she finds a phone number for a cab in her most practiced French in front of the entire famille. She orders herself a cab and to fetch her immediately, grabs her suitcase, blows them a little bisou, and struts the hell out of the house.
Oh, damn, though.
I think I would do that, too, because, you know, if he's serious, he can come and, you know, je suis, je m'excuse. Je suis désolé.
I want to hear that excuse. I want to know, like, what's going on with this? Maybe I'm too anti-confrontational. Maybe I need to grow a pair. Because, like, I would not jump to that conclusion so fast. I'd be like, let's hear him out. I don't know. Explain yourself.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I would be so mortified at being basically made fun of and being trapped with them for, like, a week and have to put up with that all week. And that what happened the year before? Oh, I couldn't stop.
Yeah, I mean, was he doing this shit when they were together on their own?
She doesn't know. How does she know? What would you do, listener? Tell us, because I think I'd walk the heck out of there.
Be really firm and just be like, I don't need an explanation. I've heard everything I need to hear, and I know you're not right for me.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want to be with that guy.
Or maybe there's a reasonable explanation, and I should hear this man out.
You're way nicer than Anna. Maria, tell me about Pod People, your very first sticky pickle.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I know we're all sick of thinking about this goddamn pandemic, but I have a very pandemic-related sticky pickle.
Okay, but pandemic is really happening right now. Like, at the time of recording, it's a big fucking deal, right?
So, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to explain something real quick for people who may not know what this is, and then let's get on with the story. So there's a term I'm going to use in this story called a pod, which is in other places people call it the bubble, but it's basically the safe group of people that you know are taking precautions that you are also taking, and they're not associating with other folks, which basically makes them like your safe group. So you don't have to wear masks around them. You can let your kids play together. So I'm going to talk about the pod, and that's what I mean when I talk about the pod.
Okay.
In a lot of, at least in the U.S., there's a lot of people who find each other through websites like Nextdoor, where you can talk to your neighbors that maybe you don't know their names if you saw them in person, but you know them by their name on sites like Nextdoor.
Oh, like you know their handle. You know their online character. You may know them in real life, but you haven't tied the two together.
You know that they live in your neighborhood. You don't know what they look like, what their face looks like. But actually, on these sites, usually they have to use their real name. So in this town, Margaret is the person who is very active on Nextdoor and has been talking to a neighbor on and off named Zeke. And Zeke is apparently a troll. Politically about as opposite from Margaret as one could be. and an asshole about it too. So I'll leave it to you to decide. You know, this is the age of Trump. You know, who's the Trumpy? I don't know. You decide. But let's just say Zeke's an asshole.
Good politics and COVID. I love it.
Yes, yes,
it's awesome.
And Margaret is like, this guy really sucks. I want nothing to do with him. If I ever see him while he's out there walking his dog, I'm gonna like cross the street and like say nothing. He's such a dick.
Right.
So right. She just kind of files that in the back of her mind, like, and I bet he doesn't even wear a mask, this dickhead.
Right. So Maggie, can I call her Maggie?
Let's call her Mags, sure.
Mags? Okay.
Yeah.
So Mags really doesn't like this guy. He's a complete dick as far as she's concerned. And if she sees him on the street, she crosses the road. She doesn't want anything to do with him. She doesn't want to talk to him. Okay.
And the
okay.
thing with Zeke is, aside from his first name being very distinctive, his last name is like super generic, like Smith or whatever.
Right.
If you just heard Mr. last name, yep. you would have no idea if this is Zeke or not, because there's like a gazillion Mr. Smiths.
There's like a gazillion Mr. Smiths in the neighborhood.
Yeah, or like in my neck of the wood, the last name is LeBlanc, so because there's a lot of French-Canadian types out there.
So there's no avatar in this Nextdoor app or anything, right?
Don't actually know what this person looks like, right. And if you only hear a Mr. whatever last name, you actually don't know who you're talking to. Just file that in the back of your mind. So I'm gonna change gears really quick. Okay. So now we're in a pandemic, and okay. and Mags happens to be the parent of two young children.
Yeah.
And Mags moved to her neighborhood within the last year or two. She doesn't know anybody around where she lives. The reality is that she's stuck at home with these two kids, and she is desperate to find somebody for her kids to play with. And she doesn't have family around and nobody, no friends, nothing. And there's no school because it's a pandemic.
Yep.
So she goes on her neighborhood website and goes, I'm looking to form a pod with somebody. And she details all the precautions she's taking. And she's like, I know this is unusual, but please, somebody. And she gets a response from this lovely woman named Karen. And Karen has three young kids. They're all around the same ages of Mag's kids. And They'd exchange information about, like, you know, what kind of precautions are you taking? You know, where do you live in the neighborhood? Oh, you're just down the street from me. Oh, I know your house. You put up those lovely Christmas decorations. Oh, I've seen yours. You always have the nice Santa out front. Great. Everything's jolly cozy. So they agree. Since
they're high-fiving, digitally high-fiving.
Yes. It's like everything is absolutely perfect.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Okay.
So they decide to form a pod. And for the first meeting of this pod, the parents decide, let's just meet outside because it's lovely weather. And, you know, the kids have been stuck inside watching a lot of TV as it is. So let's play outside.
Wow, the sun is blinding!
But we can chase other kids around. It's awesome. So the kids are just having, like, the best time. Mommy, thank you so much for finding a friend. I am so happy. You are the best mom ever.
And Mags is
like, I am truly the best mom in existence. I put myself out there. I found a mom friend and a family, and we get along. Like, when I talk to Karen over coffee, like, we exchange pleasantries and I don't hate her. It's great. This is all like
good.
So time continues to go on, and they meet up at parks or whatever, and like over time, as the moms start talking to each other, they realize like they're kind of stuck at polite conversation phrase of they can't seem to get beyond when did you potty train your kid, because they start to realize they have actually nothing in common.
Like nothing at all. Like one wants to talk about casserole and the other one wants to talk about like paint.
Karen's the school nurse at the local school. So that was the other thing that was like the thing that Mags was like, oh, this person's going to be amazing because she's super into kids. Even though Karen's like the school nurse, she's into like really garbage stuff. Like she talks endlessly about reality TV, and Mag's very erudite type is like, you know, I wanted to sit down with a book. I'm not really into like TV, and Karen is all talking about the latest episodes of Below Deck or whatever. So it's like, and also Karen's really, really religious. Mags is not. And they noticed over snack time that like Karen wants her kids to pray before snack, and Mags is like, So it's the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And Mags is like, I don't think I can like divorce myself from my pod. So she just kind of is like, I'm just gonna stick with this sticky pickle.
But if the kids are really happy.
The kids are really happy, and they notice that the other their friends are different, but we have to be friends with people who are different from us. Mags is like, you know, the weather's getting colder. We should probably start going into each other's houses.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because they've all been outside the whole time. Right?
They've all been outside meeting at parks and stuff so the kids can blow off some steam. But, like, it's starting to get cold. Like, the weather's shit. It's snowing. And Max is like, yes, Karen, I'd be happy. Next time we'll come over to your place, I'll bring a casserole and, you know, we'll have a potluck for the kids and that'd be great. And I can finally meet your lovely husband who I've heard so much about. And Karen goes, Mags, this is my husband, Zeke.
Oh, no. She's married to Mr.
She's
Smith.
She's married to Zeke Mr. Smith. So it was, yeah. So Mags meets her.
Different last name.
Yes. Yes. And just totally generic. Because Karen's last name is like LeBlanc or whatever.
Yeah. I don't have the same last name as my husband. I don't.
Pretty normal around these parts as well. So she meets face to face Zeke last name. I don't know.
Smith.
Oh, Smith. Sorry. Yeah. Zeke Smith. It's different from Karen's last name. And Zeke has no idea who Mags is. Uh-huh. Aside from Karen's new friend. And Zeke is totally cordial in person. Complete opposite from his online dickhead persona. But Mags has argued with this guy so many times online. She's like, she can barely look him in the eye.
Can I ask some questions, though? How does she know he is the Zeke? Because he says his first name and she knows that the Zeke Smith is the dick from the online time.
The full name is said at some point. Like, oh, I'm Zeke Smith. Yeah, I don't have the same last name because, you know, whatever, we did whatever. And I think she sees, like, political accoutrement around and, like, maybe a flag, who knows, maybe a red hat, you know, details around that you're like, oh, shit, this is the same guy, oh, fuck.
And she doesn't even like the mom.
Right, she's sort of like, I tolerate the mom.
Yeah,
so
she's tolerating the mom for her kids, but she can't tolerate Zeke, I'm guessing.
She can't tolerate Zeke or Karen. So this is Mag's situation. She has nobody else around. This is her fucking pod. And she cannot stand the two adults that are in the pod with her. But she needs someone for her kids to play with. What does she do? What does she do? And this pandemic shows no sign of ending anytime soon. So, like, if this was, like, you know, the vaccine's out next week, she'd probably be like, bye, or just stick with it. But, like, let's just say it's, like, October, and there's no vaccine expected for at least another 6 months. Like, what do you do?
Christmas is going to be fun.
Like, you're going to go over to Zeke and Karen's house and, you know, exchange prezzies with their delightful children. And Mag's dad. Okay.
All right. Would Mags consider this an opportunity to perhaps let bygones be bygones, decide to write a book on expanding her mind, and just learn, like, pretend maybe she's writing a book and these are going to be characters in her book so that she just learns the kind of rhythm of them. Like, make a project of it so that she can tolerate it till pandemic eases up.
Yeah, like be an adult and just get along with people that are not exactly like
you. It's hard, though.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it. See, my worst is people that are very, very dull or very, very nervous, right? Because I know I have a very, you know, loud character. It's almost like if they were a kid, you'd want to kneel down and go, hi, right?
Everything's
I don't know how
okay
to do that as an adult in a way that isn't condescending and asshole-y, because that's not the intention at all.
It's good to know. Next time you do that to me, I'll be like, oh, shit, I'm being really, really nervous.
Yeah. I'm sitting there going, hello, Maria.
I'm like, okay. Paper bag.
I would stay the hell away from Zeke, basically. I would organize. I would say, you know what? I don't care that it's cold. Let's get our snowsuits on. We're romping in the park. That's our time.
You're going to get some snow therapy, kiddos.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Because the kids don't mind. I was basically in the snow all my whole childhood.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, I think that's pretty reasonable to be like, avoid Zeke. My question for Mags, though, is that, like, avoiding Zeke is well and easy enough, and Mags has to, like, choke down the vomit that her kids are playing with his kids. But, you know, sins of the father, not the sins of the child or whatever. But, like, Mags still has to talk to Karen all the time. And as you said, you can't stand dull people. Mags is not too dissimilar from you.
Dying.
And she's dying. Yeah, she's like, oh my God, if I have to hear another thing about, you know,
Valium. I guess that's the next option.
Valium or weed. I wonder if Mags could be like, Karen, would it be okay if I just, like, listen to a podcast?
Maybe you have one headphone. You just have one in, the ear that's not facing her.
Oh, and just, like, listen to a meditation podcast and be like, I'm going to be super chill and I will just muscle through this. Oh, Mags, good luck to you. That
is basically one sticky pickle. So there you go. Season 2, episode 1 of Sticky Pickles, Lost in Translation and Pod People. We really hope you enjoyed the show.
Have you found yourself in a sticky pickle? Well, tell us everything. We will try and fix it for you, or at least give you some terrible advice. You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And if there's somewhere else we should be on social media, let us know. We'll be very interested to hear it. Anything else you need from us, you can find it on stickypickles.com. And if we made you smile, you know what to do. Please subscribe and review us on iTunes. We will love you forever, forever, forever.
That's it, everyone. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you for having me on the show.
Bye-bye. See how I'm going to do this. This podcast was hosted and produced by Maria Varmazis and Carol Terrio, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
Good.
Woo! Phew.